I'd love to get you out of here quickly. We do have one item of interest that Tim and I wanted to address. There's a move afoot to do a briefing to council on our activities in 2010 and I guess now the early part of 2011. I guess Landmarks does one every year, every other year.
Well,
and we've got to keep up with the Joneses.
The move afoot is me, you know, to be honest. But I think it's overdue.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm a little remiss to not have as many commissioners to talk about it, so we don't necessarily have to hit it too hard today.
Right.
I don't see it as something that's critical or we miss the window or we can't ever do it.
No, no.
It's more to buzz that interest. And I think about when Jane was in front of council for the tree preservation. I think about when we were in front of council talking about why we should be taking a closer look at windmills and other types of improvements for the benefit of that mission, not to let it go carte blanche and exempt. We were kind of reactionary
in
front of council. And I think there's a lot of intelligent faces. And in fact, I spoke with Catherine off it on a side the other day, and that perhaps that first meeting, the whole commission is there, and it's an opportunity to read and just have that conversation. And I think it's very effective, if only to get that FaceTime. And in light of what could potentially be a busy schedule ahead, and hopefully that's later this year, let's get in the front of that.
Would it be possible? It seems to me that on one occasion in the last couple of years, I was asked to go testify at council when a meeting that they were having was concurrent with ours. It seemed to me there was a council hearing that was going on at the same time the Design Commission was, and I had to be there as opposed to here.
Oh.
I don't know if they ever meet Thursdays at 1:30, but it would be interesting to have, you know,
if we have a
day on the docket that looks
that time slot,
like there's nothing else going on.
I'll look into that. I think my first reaction is that's their hearing. That's their public hearing schedule is Wednesday afternoons and Thursday afternoons. But I will check.
Yeah.
It typically would be a Wednesday morning, but I'll work with that. And
just curious.
You know, if anything, I'll make a deal with you guys and not schedule anything for that Thursday, that third Thursday. And
right. No, I don't mind doubling up. I was just curious if that was something we could make happen.
I'm sensitive to your schedules.
Yeah.
And that's something.
If nothing else, it's just time we all have blocked out, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's already available to all of us. So.
But if we have enough notice, I'm sure we can all figure it out, too.
And that was my other request, is that maybe we get on council docket so that we can plan. Mm-hmm. You know, because for me, I don't know about you guys, if I don't have a deadline, you know, it'll just keep rolling along. So.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it'll just illustrate how few projects there were in the last year.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering, can I go back all the way to... No.
Well, one thing, just to use this as an example, everyone left. So it's an opportunity to reinforce, for instance, if we had that meeting next Wednesday, we not only would talk about the state of the city relative to 2010 versus 2009, you know, we're here, we're present, we're feeling this. It's also an opportunity to hit council again and say, by the way, we just met with the PDC and BBS and Rob Bennett with Posey, and we were talking about this, and we're working on this, and we want you to know, you know, reinforce that to council leadership, because, well, I don't have to tell you, their breadth is so large, but once they start to see all these different pieces of what we do, we're all interconnected. I know they know it, but there's that tangible moment that forces them to ask questions, or forces us to ask them questions.
Well, and I think that there are some great wins that we've had in the last few rounds that we've done here. And I mean, I think essentially telling TriMet no when they asked us if we would just advise is rather than give consent on the bridge. And I think the effort that Ben Kaiser made to reach out to the other landowner next to ICE, regardless of how that all sorts out in terms of use, I think that was a huge leadership move on his part. And, you know, I just think that there are things that we do every day as commissioners that have a real impact on the greater good in the city. And it's kind of easy to let them go unsung. So I think there are things, even despite the kind of the downturn and kind of lack of big signature projects that have come through here that we have to be proud of. So
question, is the goal, and maybe it's twofold, not one or the other, more about talking about what we've kind of accomplished here, or is it more about things that we're seeing come through that we see as issues that we think the city council needs to kind of get their arms wrapped around more. Because I guess I was thinking a little bit.
I'd want it to be both.
Picture.
Yeah, I'd want it to be both. I would want to give them
more.
Yeah, an overview of what we've been doing, but also the bigger questions we're thinking about and things that we would like them to apply some thought to as well.
Yeah
absolutely.
I mean, the mayor, with all due respect, is not the only one thinking about deep things about how to design the city and urban design and mm-hmm. necessarily. Could know or appreciate the breadth of the resume that the men and women that sit at this table before you have mm-hmm. relative to what we're doing and what we're seeing. I do at the dialogue that we have on after hearing sometimes is inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I think we all begin to realize, oh, wow, look at what this person is doing and what that person's doing. So I think it's all the above. And just from a time standpoint, I mean, we're talking about a 45-minute chunk of time. We're talking about something written to submit that mm-hmm. the council would likely adopt as a resolution, which is another thing that puts commission on the record on the docket in there. And then not to mention the face time so that when you do return or when we talk about why the tree code's too complicated or you're actually going to overgrow the city, there's a connection. And I think sometimes
it's the same argument that I make to neighborhood association leaders that they should come to design commission whether they oppose
Bingo.
Or support the project,
exactly.
especially if they support the project.
If you don't hear from us, it's our MO. If we don't hear from you, we assume we're doing the right thing.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'll do is I'll look at time slots that align with your commitments already,
mm-hmm.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
And it'll be at least a month's notice. I don't think it's that hard to put together. I think it's nearly already written. I think it's just a matter of gelling and everyone thinking that that's a great idea, and it sounds like it is.
Yeah. Well, that was all I had for you guys today. So.
Thanks
for showing.
Girl power.
Can I add two things?
Yeah.
Just update. Commissioner Hansen testified at the February 2nd tree. Council hearing, there were over 40 testifiers. The hearing went for 3 hours.
Wow. Yeah. God, where were you on that list?
2 minutes.
Where were you on that list? Like, where were you in the 40?
I was probably, like, in the top 15.
Yeah, in the teens, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the teens.
So I thought Jane did a great job in having to chop down her testimony. It's very clear. It was coherent. Generally speaking, where it ended was it was agreeing to disagree on the parts of different bureaus. What council asked for and will get before March 3rd when it returns is a list of the director's efforts, particularly from forestry and BDS and BPS, where they agreed to disagree and what were the pros and cons of each of those disagreements relating to, you know, overgrowth, identified species and LADS addition that were specified for the district as being invasive and will be a point of discussion. So it was we'll see what council does with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then unless you have any questions on that, my last item, ICE went back before city council yesterday and city council voted to require a conditional use review because they determined it to be a detention facility. So I'll leave it at that. The short story is Kara did a tremendous amount of work on this project. It's above and beyond the call of what we typically do in duty. And where council generally fell, Saltzman was absent. Randy did not agree, but Amanda, Nick, and Sam thought that the original interpretation, there was room to go either way. And staff, for all the right reasons, went one direction, but through the testimony at the hearing by the applicant and their attorney, frankly, as well as some compelling testimony by the neighborhood, pushed council back in the other direction to determine that this is a detention facility, that it is possible these people are judicially charged. It runs similar to a probationary center, and will require a Type 3 conditional use review, and that will be a part of a condition of approval on the approval of Design Commission's decision that was appealed by the Neighbor Association. And so they will be coming back, not to you, but to the hearings officer.
Okay. That wasn't on tape.
So that's FYI. I would imagine that will also get appealed and will also go back to City Council. So there's more to follow. And we're still working out the logistics. Technically, it's the use of about 4,000 square feet of that 70,000 square foot facility that will need to go through the Type 3 CU. So we're still figuring out in terms of moving forward with building permits, because the other aspects of the project are now truly allowed by right, the office and ultimately a small retail spot. So it was a busy day yesterday.
Out of curiosity, if they played the federal card, do they still have their issue?
If the feds buy the land, it all goes away.
That's what I thought.
Right, and they're lessor here instead of an owner. And so
correct.
Yeah.
In my understanding, and Catherine, you know just as well as I, is the federal government starting to get in the business of not owning anymore.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, maybe that means it's easier to lease, but after this one, I don't know in this specific case.
I have to say, yeah, ownership has its privileges, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's all kinds of politics too. I think the federal government, they'll sometimes play their card or not. Like they'll purposely go through the whole land use process of a jurisdiction or a city that they're working with because they want to say that we're playing by your rules. But when they kind of know that the rules are going to be tough, then they'll play their card. I don't want to play. So
yeah,
it's always very interesting. But that's why I was kind of curious.
It is a tough situation, as you know. So that's it.
Yeah, great.
Thank you for coming in today.
Do you have any idea when this is?
I was like.